Moving on, Sudan's president has dissolved the central and provincial governments in the country amid nationwide anti-government protests.
I declare the following: A. Imposing a state of emergency across the country for 1 year. B. Dissolving the government at the federal level. And C. Dissolving the governments at the provincial level.
Omar al-Bashir also called on the parliament to delay constitutional amendments that would allow him to run for another term. Hours later, Bashir issued two decrees appointing military and security officials as governors of Sudan's 18 provinces. He also appointed a new caretaker administration and announced that five members of the outgoing cabinet will retain their posts after Bashir's initial declaration. Protest organizers pledged to continue their campaign until he steps down. Sudan has witnessed almost daily protests since December 2018. The demonstrators want an end to Bashir's three-decade rule.
I declare the following: A. Imposing...
Political commentator Jonathan Ofeansa believes that the Friday declaration by Sudan's president implies that he is ready to give concessions to protesters, even if it leads to his resignation.
Well, it means that at long last, you know, the president, you know, is caving a little bit to the demands of the Sudanese, because it is very, you know, pertinent to know that he has called for the suspension of that amendment to the constitution that would allow him to extend to run for another term. That is very, very crucial. So I think maybe he's doing this to prepare to stand down and allow a new government to be elected probably next year. So the in effect, the protest, the national protest that has been going on since December, you know, is yielding some desired results.